They're taking place in Cliffney, Tubbercurry, Sligo Town, Enniscrone and Ballymote between Thursday the 18th of August to Friday the 26th of August. And all the information is online on the Sligo County Council website. But people are encouraged to go in, and you can go in and chat and have a cup of tea. You can discuss what issues are facing older people, identify what priorities are there. And I suppose it's also important because as we all age, we all want to enjoy a good quality of life and continue to participate fully in life in our own community. So this age-friendly program and these new strategies will help develop that. But we do need people. We do need older people and everybody, I suppose, who are involved in community groups to contribute and to give as much information and to make, you know, positive suggestions so that this strategy will help us all as we all get older. So basically, it helps us to lead healthier and active lives for longer, and it encourages and helps us to stay living in our own homes and communities. You know, so that we feel safe at home and out and about, that we can participate in social and public life and be respected as well. So they're all the things that are very important to us all. And so the more we find out and the more that we ask people to give their opinions, then the more important it is, I suppose, then that you'll have valuable outcomes at the end. It's not a formal meeting or a formal process. It's actually just to pop in to, it's Cliffney Hall, it's Chalina in Tubbercurry, it's the Glasshouse Hotel in Sligo Town, it's the Family Resource Centre in Enniscrone, and it's the Family Resource Centre in Ballymote. And all of those places are really, you know, they're popular places and everybody knows them and they're well used. So literally it's to go in, have a chat and a cup of tea, hear about what the plans are as well for the future of the age friendly program and how it's going to develop over the next few years, to discuss any concerns that people are facing, that maybe they're worried about, you know, that they'd like to stay at home and, you know, maybe their children have moved away and they're wondering how can they stay in their own home as they get older, or how can they stay, you know, continue to stay healthy, you know, how to continue to get involved and to contribute. Maybe people who are very busy contributing and volunteering, they may be concerned that they mightn't be able to continue with that as they get older. So it's everything really that might be an issue or a concern, but it really is very, very informal. It's just to pop in for a cup of tea and a chat and to meet other people as well, and to give opinions, because those opinions are, you know, for people who, particularly if they're working in society for a long time, that they have an awful lot of experience, and it's important that experience is documented and gathered, and that so it helps to develop, you know, Sligo towns and villages into the future.